Welcome to Third Eye Science. I'm your host, Susan Bontoon, and on this podcast, we will be exploring the lines between science and spirituality. As a scientist and a yogi, I've found that these two realms do not have to be mutually exclusive. With the perspective of a logical scientist, I've navigated my own spiritual journey with a curious, open mind. I'll share lessons and tools I've found along the way and have compelling conversations with spiritual leaders, teachers, yogis, healers, and fellow travelers about their experiences and practices. In this age of information and misinformation, it's time to interpret and understand the world with your third eye. Hello and welcome to Third Eye Science. Before I get into the episode, I want to share my newest offering that I'm calling Attune. It's cosmic energy guided by the soul. These sessions are profound collective attunements. We listen deeply and leverage our intuitive guidance, the energy of the collective, and the cosmos to align and harmonize our energy fields with the higher vibrational energies available in that moment. We open ourselves to greater receptivity and awareness when we come together in groups like this. I plan to offer these sessions monthly at moments of cosmic shifts, and these moments sometimes present challenges in our lives, and this can help us really intentionally come together and navigate these shifts with more ease and giving each other support. So the first one is this Saturday, February 10th, Inner Dragon. So this is the day after the new moon in Aquarius. This is the first day in the Chinese zodiac of the year of the dragon. This is a year to build a stable foundation for the future. Commit to yourself in new ways and allow your inner dragon to fly free. In this session, we'll listen deeply and attune ourselves to the energies presented by this new moon and new year, aligning more directly with our higher selves. Together, we amplify the energy, whether you're at the session live or you're listening to the recording, your energy is held in the space and you receive the attunement directly from your guides and your higher self. And so, yes, please join me. You can scroll down to the show notes. And you can also find all of my offerings on thirdeyescience.com. Now, enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome to Third Eye Science. Here we are, it's February 2024. It still feels, for me anyway, feels like this, we're in transition. And I'm wondering if maybe you feel the same way, that you're in the middle, that in-between space where you've closed the chapter, or maybe you're still closing a chapter and you're ready to start a new one. And what I want to talk about today is aligning with your future self. So we all, hopefully you've done some reflection, you know, as the year ended, as the new year began, and now we've been through this very long month of January. I don't know about you, but it was a very long month. It is literally and figuratively, I felt like was a long month. And it's like, I just had to hit the ground running, right? Like January 2nd, right back at work and all the things. And I've also had a lot of deep shifts happening within me, which I think I alluded to in the last episode. And it's really interesting to navigate when you're kind of like, what's happening? Where, what's going on here? And you see a future, but you're not there yet. And maybe you're not in this transition in this moment, but you've been there or you will be in the future. We've all been in this situation where it's like we know what we're intentionally creating. We know what our goals or intentions are for the future. And what I would invite all of us to do in this moment, and by moment, I mean, you know, however long it takes you to really get clear on where you're going, what you want to do, really, like, you can sit and get into that meditative space and then align yourself or talk to your future self and ask for guidance from your future self. And then what is most important in this moment when you're in your present self, it's like, what do I need to do to become that future self? And so say, let's take a simple example, simple but big life transition is, say you want a new job and you can visualize, you can envision what that job could be. Maybe you are only just starting to dare to admit to yourself that you would like to do this other thing. And so what you can do quite, you know, on a very practical level is, okay, what would that person, that future me, need to be doing right now in order to get there? It's like you go into the future, you ask yourself, and this can be, you know, metaphysical or not, mystical or not. You can really, if you're not as woo-woo as me, maybe you're not having a conversation in meditation with your future self. That's okay. But what you can do is really get the sense of like, okay, put yourself in the shoes of that future self, of that that person that you are in that moment. And you probably don't even need to know when that is, like how many years in the future that is. Maybe it's even just at the end of this year. And this was a practice that was given to me in two different yoga classes, with two different teachers, this idea of going to the future, like the end of this year, December 31st, 2024, and journaling essentially your reflections, like, what did I do this year? You know, reflecting on how you grew and what you did and what your accomplishments, and did you live up to the person you want to be? And you do it as that future self. But you could also do this further into the future. Say you're kind of like thinking about a transition that you want to make in 5 years. That, or in, you know, a few years, you can put yourself in that place and then reflect on what would need to happen and just go back. Like, well, you know, if I wanted a job at this, you know, doing this, what skills do I need? And maybe you need to do a little bit of research to figure that out. It's just like been in this dreamland kind of situation. And maybe now is the time to get really practical about it. And the cosmos, the energy of the cosmos is really supporting you in doing this. What is your future vision? All this energy, there's all sorts of planets are moving into Aquarius. We have sun and moon, because this is going out on Wednesday, Wednesday the 7th and the 9th. Friday is a new moon in Aquarius. So the moon, the sun, Mercury, and Pluto are all in Aquarius as of Friday. Mercury moves there sometime this week. I forget what day. But my point is that there's a lot of energy around this Aquarius energy. And what I think of as Aquarius is the higher vision, the visionary. It's also very much humanity and the collective. And what are you doing? So when you bring back the perspective, when you zoom out on your life and look at how am I impacting the collective, and every single person on this planet is impacting the collective. It's, you know, and some in bigger ways than others, and some in more public ways than others. But there's many of us who are doing things in the background all the time that are impacting the collective in a very profound way. So I don't want you to write yourself off. Like, you are impacting the collective, even if you don't have an intention of like, oh, I want to change the world. That's okay. I still invite you to really connect with how am I impacting the people around me? And it all ripples out. And that can be as simple as your children. It can be as simple as your family, as your community, your coworkers. And then, you know, you go bigger and bigger from there. So what is it? I think this is a moment, this is a week to get really clear on what. And maybe it doesn't even have to be all that clear, but it has to be big picture. And then from there, you can zoom back in and be really specific about, well, okay, so a person with that job, or a person with that relationship, or a person making that impact on a community would be doing X, Y, and Z. And maybe it's like, well, they're doing all these things in the future. So what do I need to learn? What do I need to study? What do I need to commit to? And maybe it's also as simple as this is something that everyone, it's so cliche, but people in the new year, they have like fitness and health intentions, dry January, right? All the things, diets, fitness, gyms and yoga classes are completely full in January, all fitness classes, all of these things. So what, maybe you want to be healthy, right? You want to have a vital physical body. So what simple things can you do every day and really commit to? And it just, you don't need to change everything all at once. In fact, statistically, people are much less likely, you know, very few people actually do their New Year's resolutions. And that's because they think of some really big thing and they say they want to do it, and then it becomes overwhelming. And so what you can do is think of the simple steps. And I encourage you, I invite you to write those down. What simple steps? And maybe it's like, well, okay, if I start by eating more vegetables, it's like something like that, or I start by walking every day or lifting weights 3 times a week, whatever it is, like, you know, and then with the job, I start by doing the research on what skills does someone with that position have and need in order to even get a job interview, and then find the ones, you know, that you don't have in the moment, in this moment, knowing that you can change everything, literally anything about yourself if you really decide to and commit. And not, this is not to say that anybody has to change, but I'm getting at the things that, like, you are connecting with this future version of yourself and maybe feeling frustrated, like, oh, I'm so far away from that. Then this is how you can really get a little more granular about it. And if you are like, I am super content, I am really happy with my life, congratulations. I'm really happy with my life, but there are definitely things that I see in my future that I'm like, okay, I need to really commit to doing these things so that I can grow in this way. I think we all have things. We're meant to grow and evolve. It's sometimes a lot easier to just ride, you know, go with the flow and ride take the easier path. But it's, and just, you know, skate on what you've done. But if you're in that position, I guarantee that means you've done some work in the past that got you there. So really ask yourself, am I willing to go a little bit further outside my comfort zone so that I can continue to grow? Because we don't have to, if you want to just, you know, be content and not grow, that's fine. But I doubt that that's true if you're listening to this podcast. And maybe the growth is completely internal, right? Maybe it's all in your inner world. Maybe it's all about your connection to yourself. And maybe it's all about spirituality. Maybe that's what you're committing to diving deeper into. And it may not look on the outside to someone, you know, observing your life, someone who knows you well. It may not seem like anything's going on and anything's shifting. And that's okay. This is about you and your goal, your intentions. I don't love the word goals. Your intentions for who you want to be. And when you visualize yourself in 10 years, what exactly is going on in your life? And you can do that in the most expansive way. You can really visualize, what are your biggest dreams? What would you like to have happen? Even if you don't feel like you're on that trajectory in this moment, this is the moment to really think big, big, big picture. And then I also invite you to, in this moment, you know, in this you, this version of you, how is every action you take impacting the people around you? Because I cannot tell you how profound, really simple interactions can be for people. It's so powerful when you can help someone around you who's maybe they're having a bad day, or, you know, whatever. You help shift their mood by being kind, by giving them help, by, you know, telling them, giving them some encouragement. And I'm not talking about this like Pollyanna, everything is great. I'm talking about being real. People like to have real, and maybe a lot of people don't like to have real conversations. but when you can do it in an organic and intentional way that arises out of a situation without any expectation or attachment to outcome, it can be really profound. So maybe it's as simple as having a gratitude list. This is how you really get into this space of every day noticing the things you're grateful for. And then you begin to really align with how much the people around you are part of that. And it can be people that you just, maybe it's someone you see every day on your morning commute, you know, or maybe it's the barista at the coffee shop. Maybe it's just someone, you know, someone at the grocery store that you see every week. I've had some of the most like really uplifting conversations with the people at Trader Joe's. I'm not kidding. I love Trader Joe's because the people there in general are quite happy. And so I feel like, and maybe if you work at Trader Joe's and you're like, no, that is not my experience, then I'm sorry. I'm just saying that this is my outsider's view, is that the people there are generally happy. I assume that means they treat their workers well. Some, you know, some of them are more crowded than others, right? But they just seem to be happier. And whereas you go into a Safeway, and the people there are not happy. This is just, yeah, a random thought. So anyway, back to, I've had like some really great conversations with, yeah, the guy checking me out at the, you know, at the grocery store. And then other times I've had just, you know, a smile with someone that I walk by, or, you know, when you, yesterday I was walking home from the farmer's market, and there was a woman who was, it's a really steep hill that you have to come down, and she was kind of walking down the hill. She was an older woman, and she was a little bit shaky on her feet, like just struggling a little bit, and she was moving off to the side, and she totally reminded me of my mom and how my mom would be navigating a hill like that. And I said to her, do you need any help? And she was like, no, I'm just, I think she was actually moving aside so that she, like someone was coming to pick her up in a car. And I just said it in a really genuine way. It wasn't. And she was like, she gave me this smile, was super grateful. And I didn't even have to help her, but I still think that it, like, it wasn't, you know, I didn't do it in a way like, oh, this person needs needs help and I'm going to save them, you know? I mean, we have to be careful to only interject in someone's life when they really need it. But yeah, it's like just little examples like that. You can have an impact on people. And another thing with, you know, with social media can be such a rabbit hole. But one of the things that I find really uplifting is, because I'm such an animal lover, I now Instagram knows that I like animal content. And for me, and this may not be the case for everybody, but for me, I love these little stories. It's like a little, you know, reel about someone, you know, often it's people who rescue dogs or cats or any kind of animal. And it's a little quick story about how these animals come into the lives of a family or something. And I love them because for me, it gives me hope for humanity. I was talking to another friend about this and he was saying, he was like, well, for me, it just makes me sad that like when it starts with the dog, you know, on the street and you can see their ribs and they're super skinny and they're sick and they're unhealthy and all this stuff. It's like, he goes to, yeah, but so how did people let it get that way? Let this animal get that way? And it's like, well, I look at the hopeful part of it, which is that there are people who are so dedicated. There are so many people that have animal rescues. It just like warms my heart so much. I can only do so much, right? I have the three cats. I cannot keep adopting cats. Even I have a limit. And there are people that like they dedicate their entire lives to doing the rescuing animals in need and then finding them homes. And it just like warms my heart so much. So maybe you have something like that that inspires you on social media. And if you don't, if you're just doom scrolling, I highly recommend that maybe be one of the things that you let go of, you commit to letting go of, you know. And really, that's another way you can try to clean up who you follow. But it's really hard with the algorithms. They just push, they're pushing content to you now that you're not even following. And then often you don't see the people you're following. So it's tricky. You have to really be honest with yourself about how you're using these platforms. And I say this as someone who's like, I literally for my work, I'm trying to get more people to follow our social media platforms. And the way I can feel good about that is because we're not selling anything. But I digress. So coming back to really getting into alignment with your future self, so what do you need to do? And then we can get into the more esoteric part of it, which is energetically, you can visualize, you can feel, sense, what does it feel like to be that version of yourself? And really get into that energy and then pull the energy of the cosmos into it. If you do that every day, you'll be amazed how much that really shifts your perspective, because it's really easy to get overwhelmed and discouraged and all the things. But this is something that will allow you to like get into that energy of the successful, prosperous, abundant, loving future self. And those are just examples, like, you know, of what you could be calling in. But it's, you know, really feel it. Feel what would it feel like to be in that moment? And then allow the inspiration to come. And then you have to take the aligned actions every day. But it's super small actions every day. So don't think of like, how do I get from here to there? How do I go from making $50,000 to $100,000 a year or whatever it is? You know, how do I go from renting a crappy apartment to buying this really nice house? You don't go from here to there in one step. You go from here to there in many, many, many small steps on a daily basis. So this is such a perfect opportunity to this week and these next, just as things are shifting. We had that major shift, Pluto moving into Aquarius. That's a 20-year new chapter. So we're really building from the future. And then again, repeating what Satdev Beer said in the first podcast of the year, New Year's Revelations. Where this year, 2024, is about building, stabilizing, creating a stable foundation for the future. And we will start to see things really shift in the coming years. And that's on a personal and collective level. And you really have to get into commitment, trust, faith in yourself, and allow yourself to go with the flow. Allow yourself to be in the present moment, and also to be in the energy of what your future self is creating. And I believe in you. We can all do it. This is what we're here for. This is why we came to this planet, for these very challenging transformational times. And a practice, a daily practice, meditation, movement, connecting with yourself, a self-awareness practice is critical. This is how we stabilize our nervous system and teach ourselves to not be in that flight or fight response constantly, which is what our world is often. It's like, do, 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 go, go, go. And compare, compare, compare. This is not good for any of us, including the super successful people. These people who are, you know, I mean, I personally, what I want, I have said this before, I know I'm going to live a long life, and I want to live a life, a long, healthy life. I want real, true health span. I don't believe that everyone has to, you know, die in a nursing home. And you need to create that now, however old you are. You need to start creating a future now. Creating the habits, the behaviors, and the mindset that will allow you to live a healthy, long life, regardless of how long you're meant to live. I think that is something all of us can agree on, that nobody wants to be in a situation where they have dementia or their physical body just can't navigate the world in their old age. These are all things that we do not have to resign ourselves to. And even though you may be seeing it, that's what's reflected to you with the people as they age, the people around you. You don't have to be that. So who do you want to be? And let's start there. Who's that person? What does that person do today? What does that healthy, happy, successful 90-year-old doing in their 40s or 30s or 60s? It's never too late to start. And the time to start is today. So I hope that inspires you to really do some self-reflection and get a good sense of where you're going. What kind of chapter are you starting? And have a beautiful, beautiful new moon in Aquarius. Aquarius season is quite, my experience of it is that it really gives you the opportunity to look at the big picture and really begin to plan out your biggest dreams. And as one of my teachers, Paramatma Sirisadana, always says, in the Aquarian age, your dreams are chasing you. So why are you running? That's what she says. And then now I'm asking you, so why are you running from your dreams? And we all do it in some one way or another because we're afraid. The only way to have the confidence to do the thing that you want to do is to do it. The only way to gain confidence is to do challenging things. You will never get the confidence and then do the thing. Everyone is doing brave things, courageous things out there. They're facing their fear and doing the hard thing. So let's go do our hard things one step at a time. It's that simple. Thank you all so much for listening and for encouraging me to continue to do this. I always appreciate any messages and shares and on social or personal messages. And if you would like to help the podcast, you're getting this for free. And the thing that you could do is you could subscribe, rate, and review on the platform where you listen. That is really, really helpful. Especially, a review, it doesn't have to be a big, long, heartfelt review, although I love those too. It can be just a sentence or two. It really helps with our world of algorithms. And Lux says, thank you. Oh my gosh. Can you hear her purring? Thank you all so much. Love you. Sat Nam. Namaste.